And I still think of that bike scene.
I mean, he threw it on the ground, Christina.
Like, no,
and
but
he
how?
Threw it,
no, 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 but
on the it ground.
Was, it was his face.
I know.
And then he just, like, did you see that force? Like,
I was like, excuse
me. Am I pregnant right now? Like, what is happening?
Cause of pregnancy, bike, mountain bike thrown on ground.
I mean, I think it happens a lot, honestly.
You think so?
You know?
Okay, so we're watching yeah. Lovely Runner. Mm-hmm.
We are. And I have to watch.
You're not caught up, tomorrow. Are you?
No, because I've been a little busy
no,
with
Christina,
school.
Talk about yeah. being pregnant. I'm just saying. It gets good.
Okay.
I'm just saying episode okay. 8 is spicy hot. Chingu chats. Christina, how have I never put that together before? That's an NCT Dream song.
Chingu?
No, it's chewing gum.
Okay, get out. You're done.
And our special guest today is Mark Lee.
Hey, Mark. Nice to see you.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's just so good to hear you, know? My Mark Lee impression. Mm-hmm. Hi, Christina.
That's a great thing. So, yeah. Hey, guys.
Guess what? It's gonna be May.
It is already May, so you're done.
I know, but I was just listening to that song.
It's a banger. Like, it's great.
Every little thing I do.
You know the thing? You know what it is? Today, it's Friday. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
And at the end, I'm a teacher. And at the end of Fridays, I do something called Fun Friday. So, like, the last 30 Ooh. To 20 minutes of class, the kids get to, you know, play puzzles, draw,
Love
you know,
that.
Just to, you know, and so I always put music on, and then they always ask for Dynamite or Butter or the Universe.
And this is Dynamite.
I know. No, but they, no. But then now they're saying, can we do the one that says, it's gonna be May?
Really?
Today they said that. Yeah. So, and then I was doing Bye, Bye, Bye. Like,
yes.
I was doing all this NSYNC music, and they were so excited.
I put
so,
Bye
anyway.
Bye Bye on our, like, Queen of Tears Instagram post today. So then I was like, I'm just feeling like listening to NSYNC right now.
Like 90s, you know?
You know
so
what?
Anyway. Hey, everyone.
Hi, guys. This is a Chingu chat.
Okay, we haven't. This segment has been around almost for 2 years.
Well, the podcast is almost 2 years old.
I know it's so
it's
crazy.
A baby
it's,
ba-
so
it's
crazy.
Like a baby toddler. It had little teeth.
Oh, okay.
My aunt, my niece said my name the other day
Your
for
aunt.
One of the first times. She's like 19 months. She goes,
"No,
Aunt Mads," and I said, "Ah, baby girl." It was the cutest thing in the whole world.
She's so cute.
Biblical.
I love it,
Christina. I have speaking of Chingu chats growing into young childhood. I was thinking today, we need like a jingle or something, you know?
Okay.
So I decided to go on the internet and look up like an AI song generator.
Did you do that just right now? Yeah. Are you surprising me?
I gotta hear it now. It's not good. Just to say this, neither of these are going to be our final Chingu chat songs.
Okay.
But I think they both have the opportunity to just listen. They both suck. Ready? Here's jingle opportunity number one. I wrote the
jingle.
Lyrics. I wrote the lyrics just to say.
Okay. I can't wait.
Okay.
This is,
ready?
What a time.
Jingu means friend, word, friends, and chatting is talking, we're talking, and friends are talking. Jingu chats. Jingu chats.
What is that voice?
Chingu means
Chingu
we're friends. We're friends.
Chingu chats.
The lyrics are, Chingu means friends. We're friends. Talking or chatting is talking. We're talking. And then it was, we are friends talking.
So...
Chingu chats.
You know
Chingu
what?
Chats.
Motivational. Like,
That's your boy, that Ed. Ed was a fake man on the internet that sang that.
Hey,
now,
thanks, Ed.
I said, Ed, that was fine. But then I said, we need one better. And I'm not going to lie, this next one, actually, it's kind of good.
Okay.
This one's pretty good. I changed the lyrics a little bit. I mentioned Korean stuff in it, but okay. Are you ready?
Wait. But I have a question. Did you mention like JK at all?
No, not at all. Okay. Ready? Fine. Ed's coming.
Thanks, Ed. Ed, you should know me by now.
Jingu means friend. We're friends and chatting is talking. We talk about Korean stuff. Jingu chats. Jingu chats.
Jingu means friends. We're friends and chatting talking. We
it's
talk
not,
about curvy.
You know it.
Stuff.
You know it. Wow, you memorized
chats
it. Okay.
Jingu.
Oh, wow. Great.
That was
but he doesn't say Jingu. You're glowing.
It's
you're glowing.
Well,
okay.
At
wait,
first,
I gotta talk to you.
At first, I didn't write Chingu. I wrote it like Chingu, and it was like Chinga chats. I mean, it's pretty good, though.
Like, okay, wait. Let me make one up. I think I can do it better.
I just think we need to actually get a real jingle.
I think so.
Do
I
one
think
right
so.
Now on the
some
spot.
Jingle,
on the spot. Go.
Jingle
go.
Bells. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Chingu chats, Chingu chats, Chingu chats, where you grab your soju. We talk about JK,
wow.
And we sing all the things, and we talk of all the things. We talk about our 10 toes, and we
and
just are friends, and I'm
and
fired. Bye.
But Chingu means friends, and we are friends, and we're talking.
You know, I get it. I think it's great. I just think we're losing followers as we speak,
you know,
right
what?
Now.
Are we ready to jump into our real Chingu chat today?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Did we talk about our Chingu chat release schedule?
No. Okay, so let's do that. Okay.
Go.
Okay. Hi. Okay. Hi guys. We are doing a Chingu chat. It's a very beloved segment. We love it so much. We love it, I think, the most. And it's basically, and if you haven't heard one or you're jumping on the Chingu chat bandwagon train, it's
hello.
A place where there's really no organization. It's just me.
Not a set topic.
No. Maddie and I are just talking. We wanted to do this segment, and we've done this for now almost 2 years or a year and a half now. And we just like to talk about things, all things like K-drama or K-pop,
yeah.
Or things that are
Korean
happening.
Related.
And, yeah, Korean yeah. Related. And this is just our little safe space. And
you know.
We just want you to be there with us. So it honestly, this is how we talk.
Yeah,
we're recording it.
We used to just talk off mic about Korean stuff. And then we're like, this is actually pretty, like, I just want to bring people into this conversation. So then
because
we started Chingu chats. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. And so with Chingu chats, I know this past year, it's been a little sparse.
It has.
Really bad. Yeah.
Like
sparse.
No. Well, we started Chingu chats, I feel like, during one of the K-drama droughts. It was like fall 2022.
Yeah.
And then we did a lot of Chingus. Yeah. And then I felt like for a little while there was like stuff interesting enough coming out. So we like talked about dramas all the time. But now we're back.
We're back. So we now have like our pod is going through a facelift right now, so
it is with a new jingle.
No, for real, though,
an actual new jingle. We have new intro music.
Okay, we do have new intro.
Yeah,
music,
it goes like this.
I'm really
Chingu
excited.
Means friends.
No, shut it.
Yeah, we do have new intro music. Which, just to say, Christina found it. So go, Christina. Baksu.
Baksu. 17 right here. Okay.
It's
super exciting. And then with these Chingu chats, please expect them. They're going to be about once a month. And sometimes if we are feeling lucky, we might put them out twice a month.
Every
but for
day.
Sure. Yes, every day. It's the first Monday of every month. Please expect a Chingu. And just, yeah, we love it.
Okay. We have some good Chingus in the past if you want to jump back and listen. Okay. We have like
the best kiss scenes.
Favorite
that one's
kiss
really
scenes.
Good.
Whatever, yeah. The one where we said, Yedabun.
Yedabun.
I don't even know what the topic was. You know what? I'm not good
at pitching
our own
drama. We thought it was JK.
I don't know.
But no. And then what about me talking about Jaechin from BTS?
I mean, Jaechin's my bias.
That's a classic.
That was like our
classic.
That was like our first Chingu chat.
Yeah, and you would kind of pin me to a wall,
yeah,
and be like, Christina's K-pop corner because she knows no K-pop.
Right.
So here we are talking about K-pop because she knows nothing.
Correct. Once
I should be, I should take Ed's job, yo.
A long time ago. Anyways, Chingu, remember when I used to call it Chinguats?
Anyway,
we digress.
Yeah, next part. All
right, Christina, what are we watching lately? What are we up to? What are we,
so,
what's going on in the world? The K world, the world.
We both just finished Queen of Tears, which actually, to be honest, I'm glad we both finished it because I feel like it was a drama that needs to be talked about.
But
not in a good way. Not in a good way. Not in a good way.
When this weekend is rolling around now, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's not on my shoulders. There's no new Queen of Tears episodes. This is great.
I know, but we did it.
We did
checked
it
off. We did it. I know.
We've done it.
We said what we said.
It's been said.
And we're glad it's over.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we did it, and I still think of that bike scene.
I mean, he threw it on the ground, Christina.
Like, no,
and
but
he
how?
Threw
it, no, but
on the
it
ground.
It was his face.
I know.
And then he just, like, did you see that force? Like,
I was like, excuse me.
Am I pregnant right now? Like, what is happening?
I am. Cause of pregnancy, mountain bike thrown on ground.
I mean, I think it happens a lot, honestly.
You know? Okay, so we're watching yeah. Lovely Runner. Mm-hmm.
We are. And I have to watch.
You're not caught up, tomorrow. Are you?
No, because I've been a little busy
no,
with
Christina,
school.
Talk about being pregnant. I'm just saying. It gets good.
Okay.
I'm just saying episode 8 is spicy hot. Hot.
Okay,
hot.
I can't wait. You know, like, I think of him. I don't think of him because I'm like, all I'm thinking of is like, I'm just jealous of her because it's like me getting with JK.
Well, that's part of it.
Isn't
like,
that it?
The whole premise is like, this is her bias.
But
well,
was,
keep
yeah.
that in
we'll talk
keep
about that
in your mind. Keep living vicariously through her, Christina.
I'm just somewhat jealous. But
the thing about him too is like, it's not like this actor is going to become like my number one heartthrob of all time, but him in this role is so good.
Yeah, he does.
I'm loving him in this role. I feel like it just works really well.
Yeah. And I'm going to watch after we Chingu. I'm going to watch 7 and 8.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could do that for the first time.
Oh, you loved it that much?
It was just like the perfect amounts of fluff and plot and everything. Like, it was just great. It was a great mixture of it all.
Oh,
You'll see.
You'll
see.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
And then, yeah. So, and then, so we were watching that. And then, what am I going to start? Well, we're going to talk about new K dramas coming up. Okay. But really quick, let me do K. It's going to be very quick.
Okay.
Christina's K pop. Okay.
Christina's K pop county.
Well, it's probably just Christina's JK.
Christina
country.
Talks about Jungkook.
No, what it's is not Jungkook.
What is there to be said?
It's Jungkook.
Because he's in the military. So what is there to be said?
Everything. I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Just messing with you. Say whatever
you
want.
I know you are.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech.
Get out of here.
No, I want
Get
you.
Get out of here.
No, what about. No, I got something. And
tell
this
me.
Is Dynamite. That was the funniest interview. I cannot.
Oh my god,
his name's not Dynamite. I love
and
him
did you
so.
See him? Okay, wait, I know, and I love that. I didn't even I didn't even have you do that. You did that on
I'm
your
not
own.
Against Jungkook. He's great. I just don't post him as much as you do. He's just, know, you know, I love him. He's great. He's
but did, okay, wasn't that interview, okay, so there was, this is what we're talking about, you guys.
Yeah, there was an interview.
When he was premiering his 7 single and music video, all the things, he went to, I think it was it Good Morning America or was it Today Show? I don't remember.
No
One
idea.
Of them. And so the interviewer, God bless her, she just, did you watch the interview that I sent you?
How I only watched the part you told it? Me to, where she was like, oh, look, there he's dancing because he apparently can't help himself. I'm like, oh, dude, lady,
like
get
you're
out.
Not very nice. Yeah. So then he, I think he's nervous, obviously, and he's just dancing. And he can't sit still. And she's like, oh, there he is dancing because he can't control himself. And then, why are you saying this? First of all, there's a language barrier going on.
Yeah.
And then he gets up and she's like, there he is. And she's like, and here's Dynamite.
And his face is like, it's not my name.
That is not my
name. Just,
he,
you know, that was so funny. Cute. That was funny.
But yeah, that's the news. Okay, there's one thing.
Okay.
A week or two ago, I went to this Korean mall by my house or by my place. There's a huge Korean community. So they have this Korean mall. I had Korean fried chicken. They have all these K-pop stores. Ooh. And you know, this is a problem.
Uh-huh,
did I tell you this? I'm getting all the old BTS.
That's okay.
Albums.
You're just collecting.
So I'm
them
getting
all.
Them all.
I gotta catch them
know
all.
What, to be. Yeah, Pokemon here. Ash, I'm looking at you.
Ash, so, I have this huge crush on Ash.
You, I had a
no,
big crush
we
on.
All had a crush on Ash.
No, I had a crush on Aladdin.
Okay, well, him too. Teenage Simba. I don't know. The list goes on.
You liked Flynn Rider.
I liked Danny Phantom.
You know, that song was great. That song was great. Anyway.
I did not like Flynn Rider in the past. I like Flynn Rider in the present tense.
Wow. There you go, everyone.
Continue.
There you go, everyone. Okay, so.
You're collecting BTS albums.
Yeah, I'm getting BTS albums. And, you know, there's the photo card business.
All right.
All the things inside. You know, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever told anyone this, but knock on wood.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay.
I usually pull a JK card.
You do. You're pretty good at that.
Which is so wild to me. And, you know, so that's all I have to say. So,
you know what?
If you want an update, let me know. Because
I can never judge you. I can never judge you. With the 17 comeback, I might as well just turn the K-drop Instagram into a Joshua Hong Instagram. And it's just the way it's
going
to be. Just the way it's going to be. You know, there's
that's
just
how
no,
it is with
there's
our
no
biases.
Ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, there is if, a but. There is a but buts, about it. But.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we have to talk about that too, but yeah, that's all I have to say. That's all, folks. So if you are interested in me telling you all about everything, I have all of their solo albums now. I went to Yoongi's theater concert, which was so wild to me. I think that was my first ever experience.
Oh, yes.
And everyone was so nice, and they were giving out photo cards. And then it's a Yoongi concert, and someone's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I ran out of Yoongi cards. Here you go. And I got a JK and a Jimin. And I was wow. Hey.
I mean, last time I went to a BTS video movie in the theaters, I got invited to Jimin's birthday party by a fan club. So did you?
Did you go? I think you did not go.
No, but it was so funny. I was like, you go, girl.
You know what?
It was
go.
Cute. She's like, who's your bias? At the time, I was like, RM. She's like, here's a photo card. I was like, that's adorable.
Isn't your bias JK, though, now?
I don't know if I were to say my bias in BTS.
You used to say it.
I actually think it might be Suga, Yoongi.
Yeah,
I really think it.
You know
might
what?
Be.
I think it is now.
Now that
I
they're
think
all like grown
now.
Up and things, I'm like, he is the swaggiest, coolest person in the whole group.
Oh, I know.
That's
I know
how I
you.
Feel.
Yes.
But back in the day, I liked RM because he's really manly and low voice. I was like, yeah.
Do you see what was that?
Yeah.
Anyway, First of all, I just want to say I love you. Thank you for letting me talk about BTS.
You're welcome.
So, and I know sometimes that could be hard for you.
No,
so I
you just, can talk about BTS all you want.
I just want to give you a kiss.
I Mwah. Just don't always know go. What you're going to talk about because they're in the military.
Oh, but I have things to say.
I can't wait to hear the more you have to say. Yeah.
The problem is, though, when they come back, that's where my issue is going to be. Like, I don't, Elle is always saying, oh my gosh, I don't. Like, I can't wait to see the Christina of 2025.
That'll be something.
Anyway, okay, this is what we're going to do next. Are you ready?
We're ready.
So I thought this would be fun because in every month they always release new dramas, right? And so we have a list of dramas here. Maddie and I have not looked at them. We thought that it would be kind of fun to like read the synopsis with you guys and then just react
on the spot
to them, so
we know nothing about
know nothing, but let me just like read some of that. Like, I'm gonna read all the titles. I do know a little bit of some, but not everything. There's Frankly Speaking, there's The Midnight Romance in Hagwon, Dare to Love Me. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready for the next.
Like, I'm like, what is this title? This is what it says: Dreaming of Cindy, and then it has F with three X's, ing. So effing, and then Rella, like as another word.
Dreaming
so dreaming of
Cindy, freaking Rella.
Yes, that.
This is fine with me. Yes. Something I love about K-pop synopsises is that they really just are generally talking about a different show that's not the show we're about to watch. I find that. Have you ever read the Healer synopsis? I just brought it up on Vicky because it's
actually
literally
no
so weird. I'm just gonna read it. Listen to this. This is literally what Vicky
says.
This is
Healer.
That Healer is about. Now that we've seen this, it goes. Okay. The
Go
world,
ahead.
The world we are to inherit is damaged. Youths who live disregarding politics and society have met and fallen in love. And then And then the truths buried in the past begin to come to light. When fighting against the reality they inherit from their parents, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that fair enough. They didn't inherit a reality from their parents.
It's too dramatic. This
no,
doesn't
but
match
I'm sorry,
up.
The world we are to inherit is damaged? Like, what's happening?
What does that even mean for...
Youths who live disregarding politics. I mean, I guess that's technically about Healer, but nothing about that makes me feel like that's what Healer was about.
That is so...
It's just like, that's the official Vicky synopsis.
Wait, did you, are you doing Vicky for each one?
No,
or
I just,
did you do Asian, Asian Wiki?
Asian Wiki, except for Dreaming of Frickin' Rella. That's on my drama list.
Okay, how about we start with that one? Okay. Go ahead, read it to us. You're waiting. You are so excited.
We know nothing. Just to say, we know nothing. Like, I literally have, I don't even know who's in these shows. Like, I know literally nothing. So let's.
You know, it's really funny. Like, you know, other people that watch K-dramas or have Instagrams or anything like that, they will tell the synopsis. They will tell the actors. We are with you. So we don't know. And we're just doing it on the spot.
We don't know at all what it is. So here we go. Dreaming of Cinder Frickin' Rella. Plot by Asian Wiki. Moon
Wiggly.
The male lead, his name is Moon Cha Min. He's the son of a wealthy Chaebol family. Wow. Shocker.
Wow, girl.
Also,
wow.
Also the CEO of a social.
Check that box. Check that box.
For once, oh I want God. Someone to be like just the head of finance or something. Like, they don't have to be the CEO. Yeah. They can be like somewhere in the department. All right. He doesn't care at all for women who dream of having a fairy tale romance like Cinderella. He's not for it.
Okay.
He's just like, I don't need this in my life. He is also an arrogant person. Sounds like a C drama, honestly. Okay.
Yeah.
Moon Cha Min, the male lead, becomes involved with the female lead, Shin Jae-rim, who begins to work as a manager at his social club. All right. She got the job in hopes of finding her own Prince Charming and getting away from her poor existence. There's not a lot going on so far. By working there, she grows as a person and gradually accepts her life. That's so great. She also becomes more independent and doesn't look for someone to rely on. The two leads, who are totally opposite from each other, soon develop a romantic relationship, period. You know, actually, I could be into this.
You know what? I was just thinking that. I'm like, that's you. That's calling your name.
It sounds like there's just one plot.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Just yeah, I know you're ready.
I don't need
you're
more
ready.
Than one.
You're ready. You're ready. I don't know about me, but I will. Yeah, we'll see.
You know.
We'll see.
I don't know. But, okay. It doesn't have a release date written on here, but I think
okay.
It's in the next month or two.
Okay. You want me to go to the next one now?
Yeah. What's the next K-drama we can
okay.
talk about?
Oh my gosh. We're going to talk about Frankly Speaking.
I'm in.
And this is the one with... the Reply 1988 guy with the awful haircut. Like,
Yeah. That guy. Yes. And he's in a billion things.
Ko Kyung Pyo.
Yeah,
what
he
a
was
name.
What
a name.
Sunny when Reply 1988.
Yes. Okay, so here he is. Okay, so this is him. So Song Ki Baek is single and 33 years old. He works
Mama,
as an
mother,
announce.
May I?
Okay, we don't need your comments.
Okay. Continue.
He works as an announcer at a broadcasting station. People consider him an ideal announcer. He is polite and well-mannered. Mm-hmm. And one day he suffers from an accident which causes him to speak without thinking. Wait a minute.
Oh, that's the plot. Okay.
Okay. He now faces the biggest crisis of his life.
His life?
Yeah. And then meanwhile, the girl on Wujo is an enthusiastic TV variety show writer. She becomes interested with his harsh language and she gets him to appear on her variety show.
Okay.
Okay, This seems good.
It has something going for it.
Okay, but I don't want his haircut.
The chick is, is this Lovely Liar?
No.
Is that who this is? Wait.
No.
Who?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, then who is this?
She was in Roommate.
Oh my gosh,
Startup.
This is the second female lead in Startup. That's who this is.
Okay.
Yeah, the Susie's sister.
It doesn't look like her at all. Is it her?
That yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't, but I actually think it is. I think it is.
Let me see.
All right.
And then the secondary male lead is the one in
Yes. he is in
Attorney
Woo.
Do you remember how I was whipped for him when
you
he was wearing that hoodie?
No, but he was kind of a weenie in that show.
I know he was.
He
totally was. But then I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was turning to the dark side.
Okay. This one.
I definitely want to watch this one. When does it come out?
It says it dropped on May 1st. Is this on Viki? Maybe.
Let's watch that. Let's watch it.
All right. Okay, so that's one. That's one.
Frankly. Okay. Great. Frankly. Speaking,
I got another
check.
One. There is one people keep talking about called the Atypical Family. And
okay, yes.
This one, its release date is tomorrow, May 4th. Although I guess when we post this, it'll be like yesterday or whatever. Okay, the male lead for this one is the guy from My Roommate is a Gumiho. That dude.
Oh.
Which he's
fine. Which one is it? Which one is it?
The Atypical Family.
Okay, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So... It says the synopsis by Asian Wiki staff. Okay, so the male lead, Kweju, and his family were born with different supernatural powers. Oh, nice. His superpower is being able to travel back in time, but only to happy times in his life. He can't change the past, so he can only dwell on those happy moments. That's kind of a dope superpower.
That's really cool. Okay, keep going.
All right. He becomes afflicted with depression, and this leads to him for him to lose his supernatural power because he can only go back to happy memories. His family also loses their powers due to modern day problems like insomnia, bulimia, and smartphone addiction. Oh, okay.
You know, okay, great.
Okay.
The plot points.
One day, the female lead happens to get involved with him and his family. She begins to live with them, and change occurs. That's not a very strong synopsis, but it doesn't mean I'm against it.
No,
that's
I
just
think
kind
probably
of a strange
because
synopsis,
and probably because it's more of like a fantasy. Maybe that's what.
Man, fantasy K dramas are such a dice roll. Like, who even knows?
Going.
I just
going.
Don't know if I can trust them ever.
I know. You know, Dustin, with you. Anyway, so
I don't need this from you. That was a great show. Christina, can we read
I'll do the next one.
The wonderful one? What's it called?
Oh, I have the Midnight Romance and Hagwon.
Do Midnight Romance. Go.
Okay, so I'm like really excited for this one, but then once I read the synopsis, I'm a little uneasy. So I'm gonna read it to you. Okay. And keep in mind, I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, gotcha.
So this is what's his name?
Jong Rae Wong. Yes.
No, that's the girl's name.
Hold this on. Is Naz's boo. Naz's boo, man.
And Naz's boo.
He's the second male lead from Romance is a Bonus Book. He is
Wee Ha Jun. Yes, Wee Ha Jun.
Yes, he was in Little Woman.
He's gonna be this is his first male lead drama. So here we go.
Okay.
Let's see. So the girl, her name is So Hae-jin, has worked as a Korean language teacher at a private educational institute in a neighborhood of Gangnam for the past 14 years. The neighborhood is also known for a competitive private education area in the nation. Recently, she got agonized over her future post-teaching career in her past dream.
Her ex-student
Lee Joon-ho appears in front of her for the first time in 10 years. That is a
problem.
That's
not weird.
It is weird. Like, Elle's a middle school teacher.
I think but she's, here,
wait,
are you
wait,
sure
wait, wait,
she,
let me okay. keep, let's finish. When So Hae-jin taught him, she did her best to teach him, and he made it into a prestigious university that helped give her fame as an instructor.
Oh, so he was Lee a high Jun- schooler at the time. Oh, I see.
Yes, okay, he was her student.
Why do I
want to
watch this now?
Oh my gosh. I want to watch it, but like now I didn't know anything about it, and now
continue.
I'm just, it's making me like sweat and get uncomfortable. Lee
Joon-ho, you teach second graders, so.
I know, but I'm still a teacher.
Fair enough. Continue.
But think about it. Elle teaches older kids, so imagine how she feels right now.
Continue.
Okay, so Lee Joon-ho quit working for a big company and begins working as a rookie instructor at the same private educational school where she teaches.
Okay, so she teaches at the school. She had him in high school.
It's a Nuna romance, but it's a teacher romance.
And when he's 28, he rekindles a relationship with her. Okay.
Don't say rekindles because he was a student.
He
you can't say that.
He kindles a relationship.
No, there's no relationship.
I said kindles for the first time.
I don't.
So,
ugh.
I'm sure Naz on the Swim Diaries will be covering this one. She loves him.
I know.
She'll
which
be
I,
like,
which her and I will talk about, which I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm hoping that the synopsis, it's fine.
Okay, so this is a new TVN drama, too, that takes over Queen of Tears.
Oh, next week, right?
Yep. Okay, so another one real quick, and we only have a few, one or two more probably. We have a friend named Bryn on our Discord. What's up, Bryn? She
Hi,
loves
Bryn.
This drama called Wonderful World. And Christina quotes that she is quote unquote over Chanu. I said I'm not ever going to be over Chanu because he's Chanu. So I'm into this. Christina, just look at this poster and you'll say, yep, back on track.
Okay, let's look.
What's
it called? What's
Wonderful
the show called?
World. I dare you to look at this poster and say that you're indifferent towards this man. I dare you. It's hot.
Still.
It's hot. Whatever. Bryn said we would love this show. Now, it already started airing like a month ago, so it's
Do you want me to read the synopsis?
Yeah, read it. We can read it together. Let's do sentence by sentence.
Okay, like eternal love reading.
Why do we have the same laugh? Go. First of all, yeah, it's starting Chanu, and there's this other chick. I think this is, like, not a love story, because this girl looks way older than him. Hard to say.
He has long hair
she
here.
Might, I think she's,
oh, wait.
Like, his mom or something. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Go. You know, you do the first sentence.
All right, so The female lead, her name is In Soo-hyun. She is a psychology professor and a famous writer, but her life is completely changed.
Her son dies. Oh, unjustly. That's okay, so a very short sentence.
So Shanu, I think, is her son. Not.
Oh.
I was like, no chance. He's definitely
no
her
chance.
Son.
No way. Oh my God. Why do okay. you? Okay. Wait. Know. Here's the
I
thing.
Just think,
wait.
I'm just guessing.
Not all dramas center around romance. Just that,
I know.
Just letting you know.
And I just was saying that this one probably is not gonna.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing
her
with you.
Her son dies, making things.
That's
worse.
That's my sentence.
She goes, he dies. Making things worse, the person responsible for her son's death is not punished by the law.
All
right.
And then Eun Soo-hyung loses hope with this world. You know, I got all the short sentences.
That's such a short sentence. I have such a long sentence. She decides to punish the person responsible for her son's death by herself. Look, at your sentence is short.
I know. It's like a little stubby sentence. I'm just going to finish it. Her life is still in pain and despair. Somehow, En Soo-hyung gets involved with other people who suffer with similar pain as her and solves their mystery cases. Let's read this together. Three, two, one. They slowly get healed in the process. Okay.
Okay, so... Brynn, you're correct. I don't know if I would ever have watched this show without you recommending it, but she really is highly recommending it. Also, I think Chanu dies.
I would
like,
watch
early
it
on. So, you know, bummer.
Is he a spirit?
Does the ghost of him come back and haunt his face?
The ghost of Chanu.
His symmetrical face ghost comes back and haunts. You know, this is a maybe. Yeah.
No, I like it. What I like about the synopsis says that, you know, she's trying to figure it all out and then she's trying to solve the cases and also grieving, but then also healing with people that are dealing with the same thing. That sounds right up my alley. Yes.
Yeah. Yes or yes. I've never seen her in anything else. I just looked up things she's in. Nothing.
Okay,
ain't nothing
great
out there. All right, anything else, okay, Christina? Great. Any other drama?
Okay, there's this one. There's two. There's Dare to Love Me and then The 8 Show. Wait, The 8 Show? I was looking this up. I got to read it. Okay. And it's our man. It's Lips. He's the main character.
Freaking
Lips? Look at his picture.
Lips? Wait,
look
what?
Go to Asian Wiki.
I'm looking it up right now.
His character is 3F. I'm going to read the synopsis as you look.
What do you mean 3F? What are you talking
about? Okay, look. It's called The 8 Show. It says 8 people. It's only eight episodes on Netflix.
What?
8 people in need of money are invited to appear on reality variety show Money Game. The 8 people are to stay at a studio that consists of nothing more but concrete walls. If they are able to hang in there for 100 days, they can divide the winning prize of 44.8 billion won equally. But everything they spend for, including necessities like food, water, electricity, costs 1,000 times more than normal prices and are deducted from the winning price.
Is this a reality show?
No, yes. I think it's a show.
It's like a drama.
It looks like a drama. It says it's a webcomic.
Jaw is so chiseled in this promo picture.
That's a great photo of him.
I just at the very least phenomenal promotional picture.
Like,
they kind of look
great
like zombies.
Photo.
They kind of look, and one girl's like not wearing a shirt.
I don't know. Isn't this the girl, the one that's that has bleach hair? No, that's not her. Never mind.
Don't even know. Okay, so that's fascinating.
That's weird. Okay, and so, but he looks great in that picture.
My
but why do they?
Is
all
3F.
Of their 3F? They all don't have names. They have like apartment names. So there's 3F, 8F, 7F, 4F, 6F, 2F, 5F, and 1F.
It sounds freaking Squid Games.
It does. It totally does.
They need money. They go on the reality variety show. I think people are going to start getting shot. Like, this is my fear.
Yeah.
I feel claustrophobic already. They're supposed to stay at a studio that only has concrete walls and they just have to sit there for 100 days. I'm literally terrified already. Like, this makes me so uncomfortable.
I know, but maybe it
might
be a hit.
It.
Okay, the last one. Okay, now let's move on. Okay. Last one. This one, though, I think seems promising. So I'm going to read
it,
but look up the male actor. I've never seen him before, but Dare I'm like, oh, me. Okay.
Dare to love me. You said, okay.
Yes. Just click his picture. Like his picture on Asian Wiki.
No, I know him. I know him. He was in.
What? Wait,
unless I'm wrong. No.
I think you're
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, no, he was in Angel's Last Mission, Love.
Okay.
He's, I thought you... His stage name is L. He's from a K-pop group.
Hi, L. L, you should date him. Okay.
Christina, he's a 92-er. Mother, may I?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you're it pleased. Says, okay, I can tell.
I'm pleased. Okay. Let's see. Kim Ho-dong is single and works as a contract worker for the design team of a mid-sized apparel company. Okay.
Mid-sized? What is that? Is that like an insult or not? I can't even tell.
It's not even like plus size. It's not regular. It's like mid-sized. What? Like regular size. Like that's what humans are. Okay. Anyway, okay. She does pretty much everything there, including running errands, and her colleagues on the team look down on her, but she maintains a positive attitude and doesn't give up on attaining what she wants.
Great.
Her dream is to work as a designer for a global luxury fashion brand. She keeps moving forward for her dream.
In her dream.
Okay, keeps moving forward for her dream. Go read the next paragraph.
Can I read the male lead? Okay. Meanwhile,
here we go.
his name is Shin Yunbok. He is a successor of his family who lives in Seungsong Village. The village maintains the appearance from the Joseon period. He takes the appearance of a Confucian scholar. Is this the same show as what you just read? And follows what the elders and his family says, but he is also a young man who is full of adventure and a rebellious spirit. He has a dream of becoming a webcomic writer. To attain his dream, he runs away to Seoul. There he meets the female lead. Oh, wow. I was like, those two descriptions don't line up with each other at all. So he's from this really weird preserved Joseon village and he runs away to Seoul. Sure.
I mean,
it's a webcomic.
We'll see.
It's a webtoon.
Okay. I feel like it seems like it's going to take the spot of Lovely Runner.
A little bit of eye candy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he was so cute in Angel's Last Mission, Love.
Oh, okay. I think those are is that it?
I think that's pretty much it. Any other?
Okay. No, we're done here.
That
okay.
one, did yeah. we say? Yeah, that one comes out in like 3 weeks.
May
13th. Two and a half weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
There we go. That's it. So,
all right. I guess before we leave today, we can shout out the fact that we actually on our Discord chat, which you guys can come join if you have not joined yet. There's a link in this episode description. There's a link on the link tree in our Instagram bio at yagirl_kdramapod. You can come to our Discord, but me, Christina, and Elle all have individual K-drama lists of all the ones we've watched and the way we personally rank them. I rank mm-hmm. them like numbers 1 through, 70. Christina mm-hmm. ranks them just like she give them a grade like a good teacher would, 1 to 5. Elle has number rank like I do, I think, like number she, 1 through
and
whatever.
Then but then she themed them and so she like said these are my favorites and then she had them, but they're all ranked numerically, and then for me I just have them in grading of 1 through yeah. 5, but then I have groups, so I have like best of the best, those are my favorite ones, right. And then still great, it's all right, and then dumpster dive. So yeah,
dumpster
and
dive.
So if you guys ever need recommendations, there are 3 lists, and we all, which is really really cool, I feel like we just all have different tastes.
We absolutely dramas. Do 100%.
And so like your one of your favorite shows is Alchemy of Souls, and I dropped that one. I couldn't watch it. And so I know some people that are shocked by that, but you know what? Yeah. There's something for everyone, and I love slice of life shows, and you can probably see that on my list with things that I like. But there's something for everyone. So if you need some recommendations, they're there. So check out those lists. Elle has made one. I myself, and then also Maddie.
Plus, you can read how people keep dissing us with our lists.
Absolutely, I know. And some people are like, "You need to watch My Demon. You need to watch My Demon." Yeah. So like, yes,
like,
yes.
I mean, some comments are like, our friend Haley goes, I think Maddie just made this to be a diss channel. Like, listen, we all have our own tastes. You know, people, no, but, I put Goblin Way on like way down to like 21. People are like, don't do that.
I think,
you know?
No, but I think you're for Goblin because when you did watch it, you loved it. And so yes. I feel like yours is a good like medium. Elle, that's her, one of her worst dramas. She cannot
stand it.
Like she can't stand it. I whipped, Maddie?
You were whipped.
I
crazy
loved that
drama.
Show. That's one of my favorite
Goblin,
shows.
I mean.
And it's the same. Like Elle and Maddie loved Alchemy. Couldn't finish it. They also loved Business Proposal and Love to Hate You. I did not like Business Proposal.
Not.
And I did not finish Love to Hate You.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. But you know what? We both didn't finish. 3, 2, 1.
My Demon.
Sorry, Elle. We love you.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. And if y'all are new to Chingu Chats, if you just kind of stumbled upon our K-drama, some of the our podcast, I mean, some of the dramas we've recently done four reviews on, we just did Healer. We just did Reply 1988 like a month or two ago. We like yesterday did Queen of Tears. And
we've done Dr. Slump.
That one's
a good one. I do love that one.
In the vault, we have one for It's Okay to Not Be Okay, which we're going to be posting soon. So
yeah, it will be this month. That's a great one. Yeah. So we're going to do dramas that are coming out that are current. And then we're going to also review dramas that are probably either nostalgic dramas or dramas that are loved.
We want to throw back to some like great ones that we just haven't talked about on this pod because they came out before this podcast started. But like 2521, you know, that we got to talk about.
2521, we can do that one. Like Elle and I could do Home Cha because we both love that drama.
Yeah, it was fine.
We love it. I know. And you know what? You can have that opinion.
Yeah. Anyways, so thanks for listening today, you guys. Like we said, we're going to be Chingu chatting every month, the first Monday of the month. Hold me to that, Christina. Hold me to that.
I got you, girl. I got you, Chingu.
So connect with us on the socials. And if you're into K-pop, we have a K-pop podcast called The K-Drop. You can come at the.kdrop_kpop_pod on Instagram and connect with us there.
Yeah. And, you know, and also if you're really interested in letting me like talk about JK, you let me know, guys.
Right.
You let me know.
Let Christina know. Let her know.
Because I would, you know, and you can say no thank you. But you know what? That's fine. Thank you next.
All right.
Annyeong.
Let's go watch all these new K-dramas together. We'll talk to y'all next month. Bye.
Annyeong. Bye.